The alphabet has only 26 letters. With these 26 magic symbols, however, millions of words are written every day.
That means it's time for this month's episode of Science Diction, where we talk about the origin of science words with my guest, Howard Markel, professor of the history of medicine, University of Michigan in Ann Arbor, and he's also director of the Center for the History of Medicine there. Welcome back to Science Friday.
Hello, Ira.
How are you this week?
I'm great. How are you?
We're digging out.
Yeah.
What's our word this week?
Well, the word today is physician.
Physician.
Yeah.
Not doctor.
Well, you know, it's funny. It's almost cliche when you're in a crowded theater and someone takes ill. Someone will say, is there a doctor in the house? But the word doctor is actually a Latin word and later a French one, meaning anyone who's a teacher, usually of law, theology, philosophy, as well as medicine, the four learned professions. So the really precise way to call for medical attention would be to ask for a physician.
That makes sense.
Yeah, it comes from, we have to start with the Latin word physicum or physicus, and later the French word physique, and all of these words mean treatment or remedy. And around 1200, 1212 to be exact, the Anglo-Normans appropriated these words for English to coin the word physic, P-H-Y-S-I-C. And even though it's rarely used today, physic can still be found in any English dictionary to define medicine or remedy.
Yeah, you see it used in old English textbooks and things like that.
Sure, and there's some professorships of physic at medical schools to this very day. But you know, it makes sense that from physic we would get the word physician, and that
right.
meant for centuries a medical practitioner. They were generally university educated, and they prescribed drugs or remedies as opposed to their formerly less distinguished colleagues, the surgeons, who worked with their hands and typically with a knife.
And they two-timed as barbers sometimes.
Yeah, well, they often trained under barbers. And
yeah.
You know, I just had a haircut the other day, but I'm glad my barber doesn't bloodlet anymore. But back then they did, yeah.
And so when did the word physician start being acceptable as a doctor sort of thing?
Well, it began to catch on in English as early as the 1200s through the 1500s. And you see it in the Oxford English Dictionary cites dozens of texts that it appears in, including many plays by William Shakespeare, although he liked both the word physician or doctor to describe his medical men. But its most famous entry in the English language occurred in 1522. And that was the year that William Tyndale published the first translation of the New Testament from ancient Hebrew, Greek, and Latin into English. And so when he was translating Luke 4:23, he used the word physician instead of the Latin word medice for the famous axiom, physician, heal thyself. Now, in this particular parable, Jesus returns to Nazareth, and he expects to be criticized by his townsmen with this phrase, which was actually a very common Hebrew axiom, for helping others in faraway places but not in one's own home. And the point of that axiom, of course, is that we should cure ourselves of our own faults before we start correcting those of others.
Very, very interesting. It has a very interesting history to it. Did,
yeah.
did you think it did when you were looking it up?
I didn't know quite about the New Testament, but
yeah.
I had a feeling it had a very interesting history, and it turned out that way, yeah.
All right, Howard, thanks for joining us. We'll look forward to your next word.
Thanks so much.
And that's the last word from Howard Markel, who's professor of the history of medicine at the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor, also director of the Center for the History of Medicine there. And that's about all the time we have for this hour. Our program's senior producer is Annette Heist. Charles Berquist is our director. Flora Lichtman is our multimedia editor. Our producers are Christopher Taliata, Catherine Wells, and Alessio Bayek. Neil Rausch is our technical director and at the controls here in New York. And if you missed any part of our program, surf over to our website at sciencefriday.com. We also have a video pick of the week. It's mashup, mix-up. How do they do that? You know, how do they do all that kind of thing? It's great instructional video put together there, and I'm sure you'll enjoy it, created by Catherine Wells. And also, we have our iPhone and Android apps up there, so you can download Science Friday. You can take us with you in your pocket, videos and the audio. So it's there for your enjoyment. I'm Ira Flatow in New York.